someone who is looking to completely differentiate what they're doing in their career. It was announced earlier on in the week that Harry Shearer was going to be leaving The Simpsons. You know him as Principal Skinner, you know him as Ned Flanders, Mr. Burns, and so many other characters all throughout the series. And he kind of had a public, I guess not spat, but he had a public kind of announcement on Twitter where he said that he was leaving because he wasn't being allowed to do other projects, which is kind of weird because over the years, The Simpsons characters have, and actors have been allowed to do a lot of other things and manage their time. And even nowadays, they don't even do the voiceover work in the same place, because I know initially when they started The Simpsons, they all did it in the exact same room. That's not the case anymore. They do it all across the world. Wherever they are, they can send all their stuff across. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what the reason is. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on with Entertainment.e's Mike Sheridan. But first, I actually met up with Harry Shearer in December when he was here with his wife, Judith Owen, playing a gig in the Sugar Club. He was absolutely lovely. And me, as a massive Simpsons fan, was just completely endeared by him. But this is the chat with me, myself, and Harry Shearer, all about that, all about The Simpsons, the influence it's had on people over the years. And also winning the Emmy after 25 years, which I thought would mean that he'd continue doing it, but quite clearly not. In terms of The Simpsons as well, I mean, the cultural impact of it, like, you must know yourself, it's huge. In terms of my development as a human being, I would contribute it to The Simpsons. When did that start becoming apparent that that sort of stuff was happening?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When The Simpsons premiered in the first wave of publicity, it was attacked by a lot of conservative Christian people in the States. Barton is a bad role model. Like, when is anybody on a television show a good role model?
Yeah.
And about season 15, I was doing interviews with Christian magazines because I play Flanders and Reverend Lovejoy, and they pointed out these are the only two avowedly Christian characters on American primetime television. So it had come full circle, you know. Finally, all the blind men had figured out what the elephant was really like.
Yeah.
And so it was about then that I realized how huge it was, because everybody had come around to it.
And do you remember creating the voices? Do you remember coming?
I remember that I did it.
I don't remember how.
No, I do remember how. I would see a script, never saw the drawings.
Yeah.
And there'd be a one-line description in the script the first time a character appears.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them sound different initially, or?
Burns did, the first season.
What was he like? He was,
I don't even remember. I think he was a little lower, and not as guttural as he is now, not as strained sounding as he is now. But he moved up in pitch the second season.
I thought I had everything: money, good looks, strong, sharp teeth. But what's it all worth when nobody likes you?
I like you, sir.
Are you still here?
And of course, the momentum keeps going when you pick up an Emmy as well. That's always a nice thing to do.
You know, when you do something for 26 years, mm-hmm. maybe you eventually get good at it.
25 years. Maybe that's what he was sticking around for. He was just sticking around for the Emmy. Who knows? But in the Simpsons quotes, one of my favorite is, "Stop, stop, he's already dead." I think with the show, in many ways, stop, stop, please, it's already dead. Anyway.